نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Our respectable elder Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Ahmad Barakatuh, the ulama and all the seekers of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come here to seek Allah ta'ala's love and to be in the company of the pious company of our Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I have chosen and I have selected a very, very difficult shair, ash'ar of our Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayh. The words might be easy, we can translate it also, but it's very easy to translate that, but to get to the bottom of it and the real meaning of it, that feeling that is in there, that I cannot transmit it to you. The words can be translated, but that feeling that is in there, the spirit that is in there, the ruh that is in there, the taste. If somebody says in Singapore you get one fruit that it's called durian, Murana, how does it taste? The most we can say by it tastes sweet. When you say Murana, mangoes also sweet, it tastes sweet, grapes also taste sweet. Which kind of sweetness? That we cannot explain. So the same is with this ash'ar that I'm about to read in front of you. But I'll try my best and see how far I can get and how much of it can I transmit to you and make you understand. I myself have not understood it fully. Where am I going to be able to make you understand it? In any case, in short, our Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi describes the intense love of his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi. That Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi had the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he could not contain that love in his heart and used to sigh and release that steam that used to get built up when he used to recite the Quran. So he says about his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Shaykh Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says, Hamne dekha hai tere chaak garibano ko aatish gham se chhalakte huye peymano ko. And again claim this, that whatever is being said here by our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, these qualities, this description, whatever is mentioned here, was the quality of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi also. And I can even claim that Alhamdulillah, this has been passed on to our present Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Ahmad Barakatuhum also. I claim that. So, he says that we have seen them. Who? Those great people whose hearts were filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamne dekha hai tere chaak garibano ko. We have seen them who, as a result of their intense and passionate and mad love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are beyond care in as far as their dressing is concerned, that is open, the buttons are not fastened, chaak gariban. In their appearance also they are beyond any care, and in their health also they are beyond any care. And our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he got a stroke, after that he used to say again and again, this condition of the Ummah has made him sick. Yes, the condition of the Ummah has made him sick. People don't want to make their Islah, they continue doing wrong things. And I can tell you this also, that our Shaykh, present Shaykh, do not be surprised that Hazrat's health is not like before anymore, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib. And the only thing that will make him well, inshallah, if he sees the mehnat and the efforts that he's been making all his years, if he sees the fruits of that effort and people make Islah of themselves and they stop committing sins, inshallah, I've got hopes Hazrat will be very well, inshallah. And as it is, I don't think we must continue saying that Hazrat is sick. Hazrat is not sick. Hazrat is well. Give himmat to Hazrat. Hazrat is well. If Hazrat was sick, Hazrat would not have been here with us. Allah give him better health, inshallah. And Allah keeps him for a long, long time with us, inshallah, Allah Aziz. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to take benefit from our Hazrat. So he says that we have seen them, those who as a result of their intense love, mad love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are beyond care in their dressing, in their appearance, in their health. And humne dekha hai tere sokhata samano ko, sozi se gham se tarapte huye parwano ko. And we've seen them also, that they are like vessels overflowing with the flames of love, as if they are burnt out things. Sokhata samano ko, burnt out things, coal. Because of the scorching and burning by the heat of the love, they are like moths that are in the throes of death. You know, moths, they love fire. Whenever you make bra, you must watch. There is moths around it. And they come and they throw themselves into the fire. That's how our mashayikh are. Then as it says, Ham fida karne ko hai daulate ko nain abhi, tu ne bakhsha hai jo gham in phate damano ko. What does it mean? It means that we are about to, and we are prepared to sacrifice both the worlds and all the enemies of this world. When you Allah has given people like us with torn and tattered clothes, what have you given us? You've given us this grief, the sorrow, the intense love for yourself. Yes. In lieu of all this, your Allah, we don't mind giving everything of the dunya and akhirah also. As long as you give us your love and your pain, we must have it in our hearts. Say Amin, brothers and sisters. But it says, Khalwate ghare hira se hai tulu'e khurshid. Kya samajte ho tumhe dosto virano ku. As it says, don't underestimate these people that you find them, that they are in isolations, they are in remote places, and their simplicity, Allah wala people. After all, the sun of Nubuwwat rose from where? It rose from the isolation of the cave of Hira. That was not a city. Cave of Hira was far. And from there, what rose? The sun of Nubuwwat rose from there. So similarly, the lovers of Allah, the lunatics, so-called, they may not be much fuss about them, or they may not be people of very high or famous people, but when they start shining, their light illuminates the hearts of thousands all over the dunya. Inshallah. Similarly, Rasulullah ﷺ, first in the beginning, he went to this isolated place called the Ghari Hira, the cave of Hira, and from there, the son of Nubuwwat rose from there. Hazrat Fazl says, Ahle dunya to chaman mein hai gulon ke bande, inke diwane to jaate hai bayabano ko. What does it mean? The people of the dunya find pleasure and enjoyment in the gardens, and amongst flowers, in the parks, in holidays, at the beaches. But the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go into remoteness, in the wilderness, to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one share, Ash'ar, our Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi says, what does he say? He said, Dard dil jab shadeed hota hai, dast ko khab gaah karta hu. When his heart is in pain and he yearns to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves everybody alone, then he goes in the jungle, then he goes out in the remote places, and there he and his Allah. So this is what being said here. Then it says, Ahle dunya ko hai raas aaye fani dunya, nare ish ko muhabbat, tere mastano ko. What does it mean? The temporary dunya is agreed well with the people of the dunya. But your mastana, the those that are drunk with your love, they are mastanas. They have with them the slogans of your ish and love. That is zikrullah, Quran Kareem, guiding the people and infecting others with the love that they have in their hearts. Infecting others and passing it on. Then it's Husne fani ye buta par mare kargas lekin aahe sehra ho mubarak tere diwano ko. What does it mean? It means, oh Allah, while the vultures are happy with the temporary dunya, eating from them, you know, the and the pain that you have given your lovers, let it be mubarak to them. We are quite happy with that. We don't want the things of the dunya. And finally, ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر. ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو. What does it mean? It means that, oh Allah, while, then you get those people, farzana. Farzana, very intelligent people. Farzano, intelligent people. Then there are those people who are intellectuals, so-called intellectuals, modernists. They are allergic to tasawuf, allergic to Islam, allergic to sohbat, allergic to taqlid. They don't believe in following any of the four imams, those type of people, Ahle Zahir. And they say, Quran is enough for us, we don't need the hadith, na'udhu billah, rejectors of hadith. These are the intellectual people. They like to make their own tafsir also. What about them? So about them, Hazrat says, that these people who see things only on the surface and they don't believe in all these type of things, where can they go and fetch that enjoyment that the people who have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the people who have the gham and who have the pain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, the divanas, the lunatics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that enjoyment that they get in that pain, these intelligent people, intellectuals, where can they go and fetch that from? Inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک غریبانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک غریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو. I believe but conviction our Shaykh is like this, inshallah. ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک غریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک غریبانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک غریبانوں کو آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوخ تسامانوں کو ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوخ تسامانوں کو سوزش غم سے تڑپتے ہوئے پروانوں ہم فدا کرنے کو ہے دولت کونین ابھی ہم فدا کرنے کو ہے دولت کونین ابھی تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان پھٹے دامانوں کو خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید, خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید, کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دو ستو ویرا نو کو اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہیں گلوں کے بندے, اہل دنیا تو چمن میں ہے گلوں کے بندے, ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیا بانوں کو, اہل دنیا کو ہے راسا یہ فانی دنیا, اہل دنیا کو ہے راسا یہ فانی دنیا, نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو, نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو, حسن فانی اے بتا پر مرے کر گس لیکن, حسن فانی بوتا پر مرے کر گس لیکن, آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو, ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر, ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر, آئیے درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو, آئیے درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو, ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک غریبانوں کو, آتش غم سے چھلکتے ہوئے تیمانوں کو, جزاکم اللہ.